Fictions. This is my fourth show in Comfortable Fictions, fourth or fifth, somewhere around in there. This is the first show that I have directed, straight out right. My name is Jacob Crawford, and this is Dr. Faustus, the first play I think we've done in a long time that by somebody other than William Shakespeare. This is a play by Christopher Marlowe. We're translating from the A-text. For any of you that knows what that is, it's the shorter version, so you guys are in for a treat. this has been one heck of a project in the working, and I'm really, really proud of what everybody's done tonight. This has been one heck of a show, not so much a train wreck, so much as a series of train wrecks. So what you see tonight is a miracle that it even made it this far. It's really incredible. We do not have playbills tonight, so I'm going to introduce everybody. We only have 10 members of the cast. It's a really short cast, so I'm going to bring everybody out. so if anyone's in costume, I'm going to start with our Mephistopheles, Steve Birch. He'll be playing Mephistopheles tonight. His wife, Deborah Parker, will be playing.
Not in costume.
Dr. Faustus will be played by Mark Hughes Cobb.
Changing.
He's ready, and he's changing. He'll be out here in just a second. We also have two angels. We have a good angel. We also have an emperor and a duke. Who's hanging up? There he is. We have an emperor and a duke. We also have a knight and a duchess. We also have two scholars, Valdez and Cornelius. I will be playing the role of the attendant and the old man. And last but not least, we have Wagner and our chorus who will be starting the show for us tonight. Well, I hope you guys enjoy. Please, please follow us on improbablefictions.wordpress.com. We also have a Facebook site. If you guys are interested in getting involved, please drop us a line. We are always looking for volunteers, anybody that can help us fill out a roster so we can keep doing these shows. So, without any further ado, I present to you Dr. Faustus by Christopher Marlowe. And we have about 2 more minutes of time we're going to fill. We got just a second before Mark gets ready. Does anybody know any jokes before we get started?
Sing us a song.
Sing your song. I don't know any piano, man.
I
got a guitar. I could play you a song. Okay. Well, let me see if I can find a card. I was about to say I don't necessarily have a guitar pick tonight. It somehow got left out of the guitar case. So instead of throwing guitar picks in the audience, I'm going to be throwing out used Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards. So if anybody wants one of those, I'll throw one out to you in just a little bit. Okay. I have a little song. Actually, you know what? I'm going to play something that kind of goes along with the tone of the show just a little bit. Wait. Do we have Mark?
Yeah.
We'll do it, Mark. I'll spare you guys. I'll play it after the show, I promise. All right, guys, without any further ado.
20 seconds.
20 seconds. What are you talking about? Just a little bit longer. I'm so sorry, guys. I used to know a 20-second version of Freebird, but I've forgotten that over the course of the years. I used to play it with a band. We'd have guys that come out, and they'd be like, play us Freebird. They'd be very inebriated, so we'd be like, oh, little Freebird, look at this girl. I want to shoot you from our kingdom. And you fall down, and you splatter. You're a stupid freaking bird, and you don't care. And then they'd all be really happy for us. And then they'd make us play Wagon Wheel. Well, thank you guys very much. And without any further ado and any more annoyance from me, Dr. Faustus by Christopher Marlowe.
Not marching now in fields of Thrasy Main, where Mars did mate the Carthaginians, nor sporting in the dalliance of love, in courts of kings where state is overturned, nor in the pomp of proud, audacious deeds intends our muse to vaunt her heavenly verse. Only this, gentlemen. We must perform the form of Faustus's fortunes, good or bad. To patient judgments we appeal our plaud, and speak for Faustus in his infancy. Now is he born, his parents' base of stock, in Germany, within a town called Rhodes. Of riper years to Wittenberg he went, whereas his kinsmen chiefly brought him up. So soon he profits in divinity, the fruitful plot of scholarism graced, that shortly he was graced with doctor's name, excelling all whose sweet delights disputes in heavenly matters of theology. Till swollen with cunning of a self-conceit, his waxen wings did mount above his reach, and melting, heavens conspired his overthrow. For falling to a devilish exercise, and glutted now with learning's golden gifts, he surfeits upon cursed necromancy. Nothing so sweet as magic is to him, which he prefers before his chiefest bliss. And this the man that in his study sits.
Settle thy studies, Faustus, and begin to sound the depth of that thou wilt profess. Having commenced, be a divine and show, yet level at the end of every art, and live and die in Aristotle's words. Sweet analytics, 'tis thou hast ravished me, is to dispute well logic's chiefest end. Affords this art no greater miracle? Then read no more, thou hast attained that end. A greater subject did Faustus fit. Bid economy farewell. And Galen, come, be a physician, Faustus. Heap up gold, and be eternized for some wondrous cure. The end of physic is our body's health. Why, Faustus, hath thou not attained that end? Is not thy common talk found aphorisms? Are not thy bills hung up as monuments, whereby whole cities have escaped the plague, and thousand desperate maladies have eased? Yet art thou still but Faustus, and a man. Couldst thou make men to live eternally, or being dead, raise them to life again? Then this profession were to be esteemed. Physic, farewell. Where is Justinian? Si una et amaque res legatur duobus alter reem alter valorem rea. A pretty case of paltry legacies. Exo ereditare filium non potest pater nisi, and such is the subject of the institute and universal body of the law. This study fits a mercenary drudge who aims at nothing but external trash, too servile and illiberal for me. When all is done, divinity is best. Jerome's Bible, Faustus, view it well. Stipendium, peccate, mortis est. Ha! Stipendium. The reward of sin is death. That's hard. Si peccasse negamus fallamur et nulla est in nobis veritas. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and there's no truth in us. Why then, belike we must sin, and so consequently die. Aye, we must die in everlasting death. What doctrine call you this? What will be, shall be? Divinity, I do. These metaphysics of magicians and necromantic books are heavenly. Lines, circles, scenes, letters, and characters. These are those that Faustus most desires. Oh, what a world of profit and delight, of power, of honor, of omnipotence is promised to the studious artisan. All things that move between the quiet poles shall be at my command. Emperors and kings are but obeyed in their several provinces, nor can they raise the wind or rend the clouds. But his dominion that exceeds in this stretcheth as far as doth the mind of man. A sound magician is a mighty god. Here, Faustus, tie thy brains to gain a deity. Wagner!
Commend me, my dearest friends. The German Valdez and Cornelius request them earnestly to visit me.
I will, sir.
Their conference will be a greater help to me than all my labors plot I ne'er so fast.
Faustus, lay that damned book aside and gaze not on it, lest it tempt thy soul and heap God's heavy wrath upon thy head. Read the scriptures. That is blasphemy.
Go forth, Faustus, in that famous art wherein all nature's treasures is contained. Be thou on earth as Jove's in the sky, lord and commander of these elements.
How am I glutted with conceit of this? Shall I make spirits fetch me what I please, resolve me of all ambiguities, perform what desperate enterprise I will? I'll have them fly to India for gold, ransack the ocean for orient pearl, and search all corners of the newfound world for pleasant fruits and princely delicates. I'll have them read me strange philosophy, tell the secrets of all foreign kings. I'll have them wall all Germany with brass and make swift Rhine circle fair Wittenberg. I'll have them fill the public schools with silk wherewith the students shall be bravely clad. I'll levy soldiers with the coin they bring and chase the Prince of Parma from our land and reign sole king of all the provinces. Yea, stranger engines for the brunt of war than was the fiery keel at Antwerp's bridge. I'll make my servile spirits to invent. Come, German Valdez and Cornelius, and make me blessed with your sage conference. Valdez, sweet Valdez, and Cornelius, know that your words have won me at the last, to practice magic and concealed arts. Yet not your words only, but mine own fantasy, that will receive no object from my head but roommates on necromantic skill. Philosophy is odious and obscure. Both law and physic are for petty wits. Divinity is the basis of all three. Unpleasant, harsh, contemptible, and vile. It's magic. Magic that hath ravished me. Then, gentle friends, aid me in this attempt. And that I have, with concise syllogisms, graveled the pastors of the German church and made the flowering pride of Wittenberg swarm to my problems, as the infernal spirits on sweet Musaeus when he came to hell will be as cunning as Agrippa was, whose shadow made all Europe honor him.
Faustus, these books, thy wit and our experience, make all nations canonize us. As Indian Moors obey their Spanish lords, so shall the spirits of every element be always serviceable to us three. Like lions shall they guard us when we please. Like Alamein runners with their horsemen staves, or Lampland giants trotting by our sides. Like sometimes women or unwitted maids, shadowing more beauty in their airy brows than had the white breast of the queen of love. From Venice they shall drag huge Aragosses, and from America, the golden fleece that yearly stuffs old Philip's treasury. If learned Faustus will be resolute.
Valdez, as resolute am I in this as thou to live. Therefore object it not.
The miracles that magic will perform will make thee vow to study nothing else. He that is grounded in astrology, enriched with tongues, well seen in minerals, hath all the principles magic doth require, then no doubt, Faustus, but to be renowned and more frequented for this mystery than heretofore the Delphian oracle. The spirits tell me they can dry the sea and fetch the treasure of all foreign wrecks, aye, all the wealth that our forefathers hid within the massy entrails of the earth. Then tell me, Faustus, what shall we three want?
Nothing, Cornelius. Oh, this cheers my soul. Come, show me some demonstrations magical that I may conjure in some lusty grove and have these joys in full possession.
Then haste thee to some solitary grove and bear wise Bacon and Albertus' works, the Hebrew Psalter, the New Testament, and whatsoever else is requisite. We will inform thee there ere of our conference cease.
Valdez, first let him know the words of art, and then all other ceremonies learned, Faustus may try his cunning by himself.
First I'll instruct thee in the rudiments, and then wilt thou be perfecter than I.
Come and dine with me, and after meat, we'll canvass every quiddity thereof, for ere I sleep, I'll try what I can do. This night I'll conjure, though I die therefore. Shadow of the earth, longing to view Orion's drizzling look, leaps from the Antarctic world into the sky, and dims the welkin with her pitchy breath. Faustus, begin thine incantations.
Ah.
seeing thou hast prayed and sacrificed to them. Within this circle is Jehovah's name, forward and backward and anagrammatized. The abbreviated names of holy saints, figures of every adjunct to the heavens, the characters of signs and errant stars by which the spirits are enforced to rise. Then fear not, Faustus, but be resolute and try the uttermost magic can perform. Sint mihi dei acherontis propitiae valiet numen triplex Jehovae. Igne eri acortani spiritus salvate orientis princeps Beelzebub inferne ardentis monarca et demogorgon propitiamus vos ut apparet et surgat Mephistopheles quod tum araris per Jehovem gehenem et consecratum aquam quam nunc spargo signumque crucis cud nunc facio et per vota nostre ipse nunc surgat nobis dicatis Mephistopheles. I charge thee to return and change thy shape. Thou art too ugly to attend on me. Go and return an old Franciscan friar. That holy shape becomes a devil best. I see there's virtue in my heavenly words. Who would not be proficient in this art? How pliant is this Mephistopheles, full of obedience and humility. Such is the force of magic in my spells. No, Faustus, thou art conjurer laureate that canst command the great Mephistopheles. Now, Faustus, what wouldst thou have me do? I charge thee, wait upon me whilst I live, to do whatever Faustus shall command, be it to make the moon drop from her spear or the ocean to overwhelm the world.
I am a servant to great Lucifer, and may not follow thee without his leave. No more than he commands, we must perform.
Did not he charge thee to appear to me?
No, I came hither of my own accord.
Did not my conjuring speeches raise thee? Speak.
Well, that was the cause, but yet per accident. For when we hear one rap the name of God, abjure the scriptures and his Savior Christ, we fly in hope to get his glorious soul. Nor will we come unless he use such means whereby he is in danger to be damned. Therefore, the shortest cut for conjuring is stoutly to abjure the Trinity and pray devoutly to the Prince of Hell.
So Faustus hath already done, and holds this principle. There is no chief, but only Beelzebub, to whom Faustus doth dedicate himself. This word, damnation, terrifies not him, for he confounds hell and Elysium. His ghost be with the old philosophers, but leaving these vain trifles of men's souls, tell me, what is this Lucifer, thy lord?
Archregent and commander of all spirits.
Was not that Lucifer an angel once?
Yes, Faustus, and most dearly loved of God.
How comes it then that he is prince of devils?
Oh, by aspiring pride and insolence, for which God threw him from the face of heaven.
And what are you that live with Lucifer?
Unhappy spirits that fell with Lucifer conspired against our God with Lucifer and are forever damned with Lucifer.
Where are you damned?
In hell.
How comes it then that thou art out of hell?
Why, this is hell, nor am I out of it. Think'st thou that I, who saw the face of God and tasted the eternal joys of heaven, am not tormented with 10,000 hells in being deprived of everlasting bliss? Oh, Faustus, leave these frivolous demands which strike a terror in my fainting soul.
What? Is great Mephistopheles so passionate for being deprived of the joys of heaven? Learn thou of Faustus' manly fortitude, and scorn those joys thou shalt never possess. Go, bear these tidings to great Lucifer. Seeing Faustus hath incurred eternal death by desperate thoughts against Jove's deity, say he surrenders up to him his soul. So he will spare him 24 years, letting him live in all voluptuousness, having thee ever to attend on me, to give me whatsoever I shall ask, to tell me whatsoever I demand, to slay my enemies and aid my friends, and always be obedient to my will.
Go and return to mighty Lucifer, and meet me in my study at midnight, and then resolve me of thy master's mind.
I will, Faustus.
And I, as many souls as there be stars, I give them all for Mephistopheles. By him, I'll be great emperor of the world. Make a bridge through the moving air, past the ocean with a band of men. I'll join the hills that bind the Afric shore and make that country continent to Spain, and both contributory to my crown. The emperor shall not live but by my leave, nor any potentate of Germany, now that I have obtained what I desired. I'll live in speculation of this art, till Mephistopheles return again. Now, Mephistopheles, Faustus, must thou needs be damned? Canst thou not be saved? What boots it then to think of God or heaven? Away with such vain fancies and despair. Despair in God and trust in Beelzebub. No, go not backward. No, Faustus, be resolute. Why waverest thou? Something soundeth in my ears.
Abjure this magic. Turn to God again.
Faustus will turn to God again, to God. He loves thee not. The God thou servest is thine own appetite, wherein is fixed the love of Beelzebub. To him I'll build an altar and a church and offer lukewarm blood of newborn babes.
Sweet Faustus, leave that execrable art.
Contrition, prayer, repentance, what of them?
Oh, they are means to bring thee unto heaven.
Rather illusions, the fruits of lunacy that make men foolish but do trust them most.
Sweet Faustus, think of heaven and of heavenly things.
No, Faustus, think of honor and wealth.
Of wealth? Why, the signory of Emden shall be mine. When Mephistopheles shall stand by me, what god can hurt thee, Faustus? Thou art safe. That's no more doubts.
Come, Mephistopheles, and bring glad tidings from great Lucifer.
It's not midnight. Come, Mephistopheles.
Veiny, veiny, Mephistopheles.
What says Lucifer, thy lord?
That I shall wait on Faustus whilst he lives, so he will buy my service with his soul.
Already Faustus hath hazarded that for thee.
But Faustus, thou must bequeath it solemnly, and write a deed of gift with thine own blood. For that security craves great Lucifer. If thou deny it, I will back to hell.
Stay, Mephistopheles, and tell me, what good will my soul do thy lord?
Enlarge his kingdom.
Is that the reason why he tempts us thus?
Solamen miseris socios abuise dolores.
Why? Have you any pain that torture others?
As great as have the human souls of men. But tell me, Faustus, shall I have thy soul? And I will be thy slave and wait on thee, and give thee more than thou hast wit to ask.
I, Mephistopheles, I will give it thee.
And Faustus, stab thy arm most courageously, and bind thy soul, that at some certain day great Lucifer may claim it as his own. Then be thou as great as Lucifer.
Lo, Mephistopheles, for love of thee, I cut my arm, and with my proper blood assure my soul to be great Lucifer's chief lord and regent of perpetual night. View here the blood that trickles from mine arm, and let it be propitious for my wish.
But Faustus, thou must write it in the manner of a deed or gift.
So I will. But Mephistopheles, my blood congeals and I can write no more.
I'll fix thee fire to dissolve the strength.
What might the staying of my blood portend? Is it unwilling that I should write this bill? Or streams it not that I may write afresh? Faustus gives to thee his soul. There it stayed. Or shouldst thou not? Is not thy soul thine own? Then write again. Faustus gives to thee his soul.
Here's fire. Come, Faustus. Set it on.
So, now the blood begins to clear again. Now will I make an end immediately?
Oh, I will not do to obtain his soul.
Consummatum est. This bill is ended. The Faustus hath bequeathed his soul to Lucifer. But what What is this inscription on mine arm? Homo fuge. Where should I fly? If unto God, he'll throw me down to hell. My senses are deceived. Here's nothing writ. I see it plain. Here in this place is writ. Homo fuge. Yet shall not Faustus fly.
Fetch him somewhat to delight his mind.
What needs this show?
Nothing, Faustus, but to delight thy mind withal, and to show thee what magic can perform.
But may I raise up spirits when I please?
Hey, Faustus, do greater things than these.
Then there's enough for 1,000 souls. Here, Mephistopheles, receive this scroll, a deed of gift of body and of soul, but yet conditionally, that thou perform all articles prescribed between us both.
Faustus, I swear by hell and Lucifer to effect all promises made between us.
Then hear me read them. On these conditions following. First, that Faustus may be a spirit in form and substance. Secondly, that Mephistopheles shall be his servant and at his command. Thirdly, that Mephistopheles shall do for him and bring for him whatever he desires. Fourthly, that he shall be in his chamber or house invisible. Lastly, that he shall appear to the said John Faustus at all times in what form or shape soever he please. I, John Faustus of Wittenberg, doctor, by these presents, do give both body and soul to Lucifer, prince of the East, and his minister Mephistopheles, and furthermore grant unto them that 24 years being expired, the articles above written inviolate, full power to fetch or carry the said John Faustus, body and soul, flesh, blood, or goods into their habitation wheresoever, by me, John Faustus.
Speak, Faustus. Do you deliver this as your deed?
Aye, take it, and the devil give thee good on it.
Now, Faustus, ask what thou wilt.
First, will I question with thee about hell. Tell me, where is the place that men call hell?
Under the heavens?
Aye, but where abounds?
Within the bowels of these elements, where we are tortured and remain forever. Hell hath no limits, nor is circumscribed in one self-place. But where we are is hell. And where hell is, there must we ever be. And to conclude, when all the world dissolves and every creature shall be purified, all places shall be hell,
come,
that are not heaven.
Come, I think hell's a fable.
I think so still, till experience change thy mind.
Why thinkest thou then that Faustus shall be damned?
Aye, of necessity. For here's the scroll wherein thou hast given thy soul to Lucifer.
Aye, and body too, but what of that? Thinkest thou that Faustus is so fond to imagine that after this life there is any pain? Tush, these are trifles and mere old wives' tales.
But Faustus, I am an instance to prove the contrary. For I am damned, and am now in hell.
How? Now in hell? Nay, if this be hell, I'll willingly be damned here. What? Walking? This would be absurd. But leaving off this, let me have a wife, the fairest maid in Germany, for I am wanton and lascivious, and cannot live without a wife.
A wife? I prithee, Faustus, talk not of a wife.
Nay, sweet Mephistopheles, fetch me one, for I will have one.
Well, I will have one. Sit there till I come. I'll fetch thee a wife in the devil's name. Tell me, Faustus, how dost thou like thy wife?
Plague on her for a hot whore.
Cut, Faustus! Marriage is but a ceremonial toy. If thou lovest me, think no more of it. I'll call thee out the fairest courtesans and bring them every morning to thy bed. She whom thine eye shall like, thy heart shall have. Be she as chaste as was Penelope, as wise as Saba, or as beautiful as was bright Lucifer before his fall. Oh, take this book. Peruse it thoroughly. The iterating of these lines brings gold. The framing of this circle on the ground brings whirlwinds, tempests, thunder, and lightning. Pronounce this thrice devoutly to thyself, and men in armor shall appear to thee, ready to execute what thou desirest.
Thanks, Mephistopheles. Yet fain would I have a book wherein I might behold all spells and incantations, that I might raise up spirits when I please.
Here they are in this book.
Now would I have a book where I might see all characters and planets of the heavens, that I might know their motions and dispositions.
Here they are too.
Nay, let me have one book more, and then I have done, wherein I might see all the plants, herbs, and trees that grow upon the earth.
Here they be.
Thou art deceived.
Tough, I warrant thee.
When I behold the heavens, then I repent. Curse thee, wicked Mephistopheles, because thou hast deprived me of those joys.
My Faustus, thinkest thou that heaven is such a glorious thing? I tell thee, 'tis not so half as fair as thou, or any man that breathes on earth.
How provest thou that?
'Twas made for man, therefore man is more excellent.
If 'twas made for man, then 'twas made for me. I will renounce this magic and repent.
Faustus, repent, yet God will pity thee.
Thou art a spirit. God cannot pity thee.
Who buzzeth in mine ears? I am a spirit. Be I a devil, yet God may pity me. God will pity me if I repent.
Aye, but Faustus never shall repent.
My heart is so hardened, I cannot repent. Scarce can I name salvation, faith, or heaven, but fearful echoes thunder in mine ears. Faustus, thou art damned. Then swords and knives, poisons, guns, halters, and envenomed steel are laid before me to dispatch myself. And long ere this, I should have slain myself, had not sweet pleasure conquered deep despair. If not, I may blind Homer sing to me, or Alexander's love, and Onan's death. And hath not he that built the walls of Thebes with ravishing sound of his melodious harp made music with my Mephistopheles? Why should I die then, or basely despair? I am resolved. Faustus never shall repent. Come, Mephistopheles. Let us dispute again and argue of divine astrology. Tell me, are there many heavens above the moon? Are all celestial bodies but one globe, as is the substance of this centric earth?
As are the elements, such are the spheres, mutually folded in each other's orb. And Faustus all jointly move upon one axletree, which terminating is termed the world's wide pole. Nor the names of Saturn, Mars, or Jupiter feigned, but are erring stars.
But tell me, have they all one motion?
All jointly move from east to west in 24 hours upon the pole of the world, but differ in their motion upon the poles of the zodiac.
Tush, these slender trifles Wagner can decide. Hath Mephistopheles no greater skill? Who knows not the double motion of the planets? The first is finished in a natural day. The second thus, as Saturn in 30 years, Jupiter in 12, Mars in 4, the Sun, Venus, and Mercury in a year, the Moon in 28 days. Tush, these are freshman suppositions. But tell me, hath every sphere a dominion or intelligentsia?
Aye.
How many heavens or spheres are there?
Nine, the seven planets, the firmament, and the imperial heaven.
Well, resolve me in this question. Why have we not conjunctions, oppositions, aspects, eclipses, all at one time, but in some years we have more, in some less?
Per inequalem motum respectu totius.
Well, I am answered. Tell me, who made the world?
I will not.
Sweet Mephistopheles, tell me.
Move me not, for I will not tell thee.
Villain? Have I not bound thee to tell me anything?
Aye, that is not against our kingdom.
But this is.
Think thou in hell, Faustus, for thou art damned.
Think, Faustus, upon God that made the world.
Remember this.
Aye, go, accursed spirit, to ugly hell. Does thou this damned distress Faustus' soul? Is it not too late?
Too late.
Never too late, if Faustus can repent.
Thou repent, devils shall tear thee in pieces.
Repent, and they shall never raise thy skin.
Christ, my Savior, seek to save distressed Faustus' soul.
Christ can never save thy soul, for he is just. There's none but I have interest in the same.
Who art thou that looks so terrible?
I am Lucifer, and this is my companion prince in hell.
They are come to fetch away thy soul.
We come to tell thee that thou dost injure us. Thou talkst of Christ contrary to thy promise. Thou shouldst think not of God. Think of the devil and of his dam too.
Nor will I henceforth Pardon me in this. And Faustus vows never to look to heaven, never to name God or to pray to him, to burn his scriptures, slay his ministers, and make my spirits pull his churches down.
Do so, and we will highly gratify thee. Faustus, we are come from hell to show thee some pastime. Sit down, and thou shalt see all the seven deadly sins appear in their proper shapes.
That sight will be as pleasing unto me as paradise was to Adam the first day of his creation.
Talk not of paradise nor creation, but mark this show. Talk of the devil and nothing else. Come away. Now, Faustus, examine them of their several names and dispositions.
What art thou, the first?
I am pride. I disdain to have any parents. I am like to Ovid's flea. I can creep into every corner of a wench. Sometimes, like a periwig, I sit upon her brow. Or, like a fan of feathers, I kiss her lips. Indeed I do. What do I not? But fie, what a scent is here? I'll not speak another word except the ground were perfumed and covered with the cloth of Eris.
What art thou, the second?
I am covetousness, begotten of an old churl in an old leaden bag. And might I have my wish, I would desire that this house and all the people in it were turned to gold, that I might lock you up in my good chest. Oh, my sweet gold.
What art thou, the third?
I am wrath. I am neither father nor mother. I leapt out of a lion's mouth when I was a scarce half an hour old, and ever since I have run up and down the world with this case of rapiers, wounding myself when I had nobody to fight withal. I was born in hell, and look to it, for some of you shall be my fathers.
What art thou, the fourth?
I am envy, begotten of a chimney sweeper and an oyster wife. I cannot read, and therefore wish all books were burnt. I am lean with seeing others eat. Oh, that there would come a famine through all the world, that all might die and I live alone. Then thou shouldst see how fat I would be.
But must thou sit and I stand? Come down with a vengeance.
Away, envious rascal.
What art thou, the fifth?
Who? I, sir? I am gluttony. My parents are all dead, and the devil's a penny. They have left me but a bare pension, and that is 30 meals a day and 10 hovers. A small trifle to suffice, nature. I come of a royal parentage. My grandfather was a gammon of bacon. My grandmother, a hogshead of claret wine. And my godfathers were these, Peter Pickle Herring and Martin Martomass Beef. Oh, but my godmother, she was a jolly gentlewoman and well-beloved in every good town in her city. Her name was Mistress Marjorie March Beer. Now, Faustus, thou hast heard all my progeny. Wilt thou bid me to supper?
No, I'll see thee hanged. Thou wilt eat up all my victuals.
Then the devil choke thee.
Choke thyself, glutton.
What art thou, the sixth?
Oh, I am sloth. I was begotten on a sunny bank where I have lain ever since, and you have done me great injury to bring me from thence. Let me be carried thither again by gluttony and lechery. I'll not speak another word for a king's ransom.
What are you, Mr. Minx, the seventh and last?
Who? I, sir? I am one that loves an inch of raw mutton better than an ell of fried stock fish. And the first letter of my name begins with L.
Away to hell, to hell!
Now, Faustus, how dost thou like this?
How this feeds my soul.
Tut, Faustus, in hell is all manner of delight.
Oh, might I see hell and return again. How happy were I then.
Thou shalt. I will send for thee at midnight. In meantime, take this book. Peruse it thoroughly, and thou shalt turn thyself into what shape thou wilt.
Great thanks, mighty Lucifer. This will I keep as cherry as my life.
Farewell, Faustus. And think on the devil.
Farewell, great Lucifer. Come, Mephistopheles.
Learned Faustus, to know the secrets of astronomy graven in the books of the book of Jove's high firmament, did mount himself to scale Olympus's top, being seated in a chariot burning bright, drawn by the strength of yoky dragons' necks. When Faustus had with pleasure taken the view of rarest things and royal courts of kings, he stayed his course, and so returned home, where such as bear his absence but with grief, I mean his friends and nearest companions, did gratulate his safety with kind words, and in our conference of what befell, touching his journey through the world and air, they put forth questions of astrology, which Faustus answered with such learned skill as they admired and wondered at his wit. Now is his fame spread forth in every land. Amongst the rest, the emperor is one, Carolus the Fifth, at whose palace now Faustus is feasted amongst his noblemen. What there he did in trial of his art, I leave untold. Your eyes shall see it performed.
Master Dr. Faustus, I have heard strange report of thy knowledge in the black art, how that none in my empire nor in the whole world can compare with thee for the rare effects of magic. They say thou hast a familiar spirit by whom thou canst accomplish what thou list. This, therefore, is my request, that thou let me see some proof of thy skill, that mine eyes may be witnesses to confirm what my ears have heard reported. And here I swear to thee by the honor of my imperial crown that whatever thou doest, thou shalt be no ways prejudiced or in damage.
In faith, he looks much like a conjurer.
My gracious sovereign, though I must confess myself far inferior to the report men have published, and nothing answerable to the honor of your imperial majesty, yet for that love and duty binds me thereunto, I am content to do whatsoever your majesty shall command me.
Then, Dr. Faustus, mark what I shall say. As I was sometime solitary set within my closet, sundry thoughts arose about the honor of mine ancestors, how they had won by prowess such exploits, got such riches, subdued so many kingdoms, as we that do succeed, or they that shall hereafter possess our throne, shall I fear me ne'er attain to that degree of high renown and great authority. Amongst which kings is Alexander the Great, chief spectacle of the world's preeminence, the bright shining of whose glorious acts lightens the world with his reflecting beams. As when I hear but motion made of him, it grieves my soul I never saw the man. If therefore thou, by cunning of thine art, canst raise this man from hollow vaults below, where lies entombed this famous conqueror, in his right shape, gesture, and attire he used to wear during his time of life, thou shalt both satisfy my desire and give me cause to praise thee whilst I live.
My gracious lord, I am ready to accomplish your request, so far forth as by art and power of my spirit I am able to perform.
The faith has just nothing at all.
But if it like your grace, it is not in my ability to present before your eyes the true, substantial body of that deceased prince, which long since is consumed to dust.
Aye, marry, Master Doctor. Now there's a sign of grace in you when you will confess the truth.
But such spirit as can lively resemble Alexander shall appear before your grace in that manner that he lived in his most flourishing estate, which I doubt not shall sufficiently content your imperial majesty.
Go to, Master Doctor. Let me see him presently.
Do you hear, Master Doctor? You bring Alexander before the emperor.
How then, sir?
With faith, that's as true as Diana turned me to a stag.
No, sir, but when Actaeon died, he left the horns for you. Mephistopheles.
Nay, and you go to conjuring, I'll be gone.
I'll meet with you anon for interrupting me so. Here he is, my gracious lord.
Sure, this is no spirit, but the true substantial body of that deceased prince.
Will it please your highness now to send for the knight that was so pleasant with me here of late?
One of you, call him forth. Yeah. How now, sir knight? Why, I thought thou hadst been a bachelor, but now I see thou hast a wife that not only gives thee horns, but makes thee wear them. Feel on my head.
Thou damned, wretched, execrable dog, bred in the concave of some monstrous rock. How dare thou thus abuse the gentleman? Villain, I said, do what thou hast done.
Oh, not so fast, sir. There's no haste. Good. Are you remembered how you crossed me in my conference with the emperor? I think I have met with you for it.
Good master doctor, at my entreaty, release him. He hath done penance sufficient.
My gracious lord, not so much for the injury he offered me here in your presence, as to delight you with some mirth, hath Faustus worthily requited this injurious knight, which being all I desire, am content to release him of his horns. And Sir Knight, hereafter, speak well of scholars.
Let me stop this, transforming the straight.
Now, my good lord, having done my duty, I humbly take my leave.
Farewell, Master Doctor. Yet ere you go, expect from me a bounteous reward.
Now, let us stop with the restless course that time doth run with calm and silent foot, shortening my days in dread of vital life. Pause for the payment of my latest years. Therefore, sweet Mephistopheles, let us make haste to Wittenberg.
What, will you go on horseback or on foot?
Nay, till I'm past this fair and pleasant green, I'll walk on foot. But art thou Faustus but a man condemned to die? Thy fatal time doth draw to final end. Despair doth drive distrust into my thoughts. How now, Wagner? What's the news with thee?
Sir, the Duke of Vanholt doth earnestly entreat your company.
Duke of Vanholt? An honorable gentleman to whom I must be no miser of my cunning. Come, Mephistopheles.
Believe me, Master Doctor, this merriment hath much pleased me.
My gracious lord, I am glad it content you so well. But it may be, madam, that you take no delight in this.
Thanks, goodness.
I have heard that great-bellied women do long for some dainties or other. What is it, madam? Tell me, and you shall have it.
For I see your courteous intent to pleasure me, I will not hide from you the thing my heart desires. And were it now summer, as it is January in the dead time of winter, I would desire no better meat than a dish of ripe grapes.
Oh, alas, madam, that's nothing. Let's be gone. Were it a greater thing than this, so it would content you, you should have it. Here they be, madam. Will it please you taste of
them? Believe me, Master Doctor, this makes me wonder above the rest that being in the dead time of winter and in the month of January, how you should come by these grapes.
If it like your grace, the year is divided into two circles over the whole world, that when it is here winter with us, in the contrary circle it is summer with them, as in India, Saba, and farther countries in the east. And by means of a swift spirit that I had them brought hither, as you see. How do you like them, madam? Be they good?
Believe me, Master Doctor, they be the best grapes that I ever tasted in my life before.
I'm glad they content you so, madam.
Come, madam, let us in, where you must well reward this learned man for the great kindness he hath showed to you.
And so I will, my lord. And whilst I live, rest beholding for this courtesy.
I humbly thank your grace.
Come, Master Doctor, follow us and receive your reward.
I think my master means to die shortly, for he hath given me all of his goods. Yet methinks if that death were near, he would not banquet, carouse, and swill amongst the students, as even now he doth, sport at supper with such belly cheer as Wagner ne'er beheld in all his life. See where they come, belike the feast is ended.
Master Dr. Faustus, since our conference about fair ladies, which was the beautifulest in all the world, we have determined with ourselves that Helen of Greece was the admirablest lady that ever lived. Therefore, Master Doctor, if you will do us the favor as to let us see that peerless dame of Greece, whom all the world admires for majesty, we should think ourselves much beholding unto you.
Gentlemen, for I know your friendship is unfeigned, and Faustus' custom is not to deny the just request of those that wish him well. You shall behold that peerless dame of Greece. No other way is for pomp and majesty than when Sir Paris crossed the sea with her and brought the spoils to rich Dardania. Be silent, then, for danger is in words.
Havana. Too simple is my wit to tell her praise, whom all the world admires for majesty. No marvel, though, the angry Greeks pursued with 10 years' war the rape of such a queen, whose heavenly beauty passeth all compare.
Since we have seen the pride of nature's works, an only paragon of excellence, let us depart and for this glorious deed. Happy and blessed be Faustus evermore.
Gentlemen, farewell. The same I wish to you.
Might prevail to guide thy steps unto the way of light, by which sweet path thou mayst attain the goal that shall conduct thee to celestial rest. Break heart, drop blood, and mingle it with tears, tears falling from repentant heaviness of thy most vile and loathsome filthiness, the stench whereof corrupts the inward soul of such flagitious crimes and heinous sin as no commiseration may expel. By mercy, Faustus, of thy Savior sweet, whose blood alone may wash away thy guilt.
Where art thou, Faustus? Wretch, what hast thou done? Damned art thou, Faustus. Damned. Despair and die. Hell calls for right, and with a roaring voice says, Faustus, come! Thine hour is almost come, and Faustus now will come to do thee right.
Stay, good Faustus. Stay thy desperate steps. I see an angel hovers above thy head, and with a phial full of precious grace, offers to pour the same into thy soul. Then call for mercy, and avoid despair.
Oh, my sweet friend, I feel thy words to comfort my distressed soul. Leave me a while to ponder my sins.
I go, sweet Faustus, but with heavy cheer, forgetting, fearing the ruin of thy helpless, hopeless soul.
Cursed Faustus, where is mercy now? I do repent, and yet I do despair. Hell strives with grace for conquest in my breast. What shall I do to shun the snares of death?
Thou traitor, Faustus. I arrest thy soul for disobedience to my sovereign lord. Revolt, or I'll end piecemeal. Tear thy flesh!
Sweet Mephistopheles, entreat thy lord to pardon my unjust presumption, and with my blood again I will confirm my former vow I made to Lucifer.
Do it then quickly, with unfeigned heart. As greater danger do attend thy drift.
Torment, sweet friend, that base and crooked age that durst dissuade me from thy Lucifer, with greatest torments that our hell affords.
His faith is great, I cannot touch his soul. But what I may afflict his body with, I will attempt, which is but a little worth.
One thing, good sir, let me crave of thee. To glut the longing of my heart's desire, that I might have unto my paramour heavenly Helen, which I saw of late, whose sweet embracings may extinguish clean those thoughts that do dissuade me from my vow, and keep mine oath I made to Lucifer.
Faustus, this, or what else thou shalt desire, shall be performed in the twinkling of an eye.
Was this the face that launched 1,000 ships and burnt the topless towers of Ilium? Sweet Helen, make me immortal with a kiss. Her lips suck forth my soul. See where it flies. Come, Helen, come. Give me my soul again. Here will I dwell, for heaven is in these lips, and all is gross that is not Helena. I will be Paris, and for love of thee, instead of Troy, shall Wittenberg be sacked, and I will combat with weak Menelaus, and wear thy colors on my plumed crest. Yea, I will wound Achilles in a heel, and then return to Helen for a kiss. Thou art fairer than the evening air, clad in the beauty of 1,000 stars. Brighter art thou than flaming Jupiter when he appeared to hapless Semele, more lovely than the monarch of the sky and wanton Arethusa's azured arms. and none but thou
shall be my paramour.
Accursed Faustus. This old man. That from the soul, thy soul excludes the grace of heaven and flies the throne of his tribunal seat. Satan begins to sift me with his pride, as in this furnace God shall try my faith. My faith! Vile hell shall triumph over thee, ambitious fiends! See how the heavens smile at your repulse and laugh at the say of your scorn. Hence, hell! For hence I fly unto my God!
Gentlemen,
what ails Faustus?
My sweet chamber fellow, had I lived with thee, then had I lived still, but now I die eternally. Look, comes he not?
What means Faustus? Belike he has grown into some sickness for being over solitary.
If it be so, we'll have physicians to cure him. Tis but a serpent, never fear, man.
A serpent of deadly sin that hath damned both body and soul.
Yeah, Faustus, look up to heaven. Remember, God's mercies are infinite.
But Faustus' offense can ne'er be pardoned. The serpent that tempted Eve may be saved, but not Faustus. Oh, gentlemen, hear me with patience and tremble not at my speeches. Oh, my heart bends and quivers to remember that I have been a student here these 30 years. Oh, would I had never seen Wittenberg, never read book, and what wonders I have done. All Germany can witness, yea, all the world. For which Faustus hath lost both Germany and the world, yea, heaven itself. Heaven, the seat of God, the throne of the blessed, the kingdom of joy, and must remain in hell forever. Hell forever. Sweet friends, what shall become of Faustus being in hell forever?
Yet, Faustus, call on God.
On God, whom Faustus hath abjured? On God, whom Faustus hath blasphemed? Oh, my God, I would weep, but the devil draws in my tears. Gush forth blood instead of tears. Yea, life and soul. He stays my tongue. I would lift up my hands, but see, they hold him. They hold their name.
Who, Faustus?
Lucifer and Mephistopheles. Oh, gentlemen,
oh, God.
I gave them my soul for my cunning.
God forbid!
Oh, no, God forbade it, indeed, but Faustus hath done it. For vain pleasure of 24 years, hath Faustus lost eternal joy and felicity. I writ them a bill with mine own blood. The date is expired, the time will come, and he will fetch me.
Then why did not Faustus tell us this before, that divines might have prayed for thee?
Oft have I thought to have done so, but the devil threatened to tear me in pieces. If I named God to fetch both body and soul, if I once gave ear to divinity, and now, tis too late. Gentlemen, away, lest you perish with me.
Oh, what shall we do to save Faustus?
Talk not of me, but save yourselves and depart.
God will strengthen me. I will stay with Faustus.
Tempt not God, sweet friend. But let us into the next room, and there pray for him.
Aye, pray for me, pray for me. And what noise soever you hear, come not unto me, for nothing can rescue me.
Pray thou, and we will pray that God may have mercy upon thee.
Gentlemen, farewell. If I live till morning, I'll visit you. If not, Faustus has gone to hell.
Faustus, farewell.
Do.
Knowest thou but one fair hour to live? Then thou must be damned perpetually. Stand still, through ever moving spheres of heaven, that time may cease and midnight never come. Fair nature's eye, rise. Rise again, and make perpetual day. Or let this hour be but a year, a month, a week, a natural day that Faustus may repent and save his soul. The stars move still, time runs, the clock will strike, the devil will come, and Faustus must be damned. Oh, I leap up to my car. He pulls me down. See,
where Christ's blood streams in the firmament. One drop would save my soul, half a drop. Christ, oh, rend not my heart for naming of my Christ. Yet will I call on him. Spare me, Lucifer. Where is it now? It is gone, and see where God stretcheth out his arm and bends his ireful brow. Mountains and hills, come, come and follow me and hide me from the heavy wrath of God. No. No. Then will I headlong run into the earth. Earth, gate! No, will not harbor me. You stars that reigned at my nativity, whose influence hath allotted heaven and hell, now draw up Faustus like a foggy mist into the entrails of yon laboring clouds, that when you vomit forth into the air, my limbs may issue from your smoky mouths, so that my soul may but ascend to heaven. Half the hour is past. Twill all be past anon. Thou wilt not have mercy on my soul, yet for Christ's sake, whose blood hath ransomed me, impose some end to my incessant pain. Let Faustus live in hell 1,000 years, 100,000 years, and at last be saved. Oh, no end is limited to damned souls. Why wert thou not a creature wanting soul? Why is this immortal that thou hast? Pythagoras' metempsychosis, were that true, this soul should fly from me, and I be changed into some brutish beast. All beasts are happy, for when they die, their souls are soon dissolved in elements. But mine must live still, to be plagued in hell. Cursed be the parents that engendered me. No. Curse thyself. Curse Lucifer that hath deprived thee of the joys of heaven. Strike. Now, body, turn to air, or Lucifer will bear thee quick to hell. The soul be changed into little water drops and fall into the ocean, never to be found. Oh, my God! My God! Look not so fierce on me, adders and serpents. Let me breathe a while. Ugly hell, gape not. Come not, Lucifer, to burn my books. Ha! Mephistopheles!
Branch that might have grown full straight, and burned as Apollo's laurel bough, that sometime grew within this learned man. Faustus is gone. Regard his hellish fall, whose fiendful fortune may exhort the wise only to wonder at unlawful things, whose deepness doth entice such forward wits to practice more than heavenly power permits.